Hello and welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most practically useful topics in the entire specification, states of matter and mixtures. This topic comes up in almost every exam series, and once you really understand it, you'll find it connects beautifully to loads of other areas in chemistry. So whether you're revising for your mocks, your final exams, or just trying to get your head around separation techniques, you are in exactly the right place. Grab a pen and paper if you can, because I'll be giving you some key facts and formulas to jot down along the way. Let's get started. Section 1, pure substances versus mixtures. Now, here's the first thing I need you to be really careful about. In everyday life, when we say something is pure, we might mean it's natural or clean or healthy. But in chemistry, pure has a very specific meaning. And examiners absolutely love to test whether you know the difference. In chemistry, a pure substance contains only one type of element or compound, nothing else. A mixture, on the other hand, contains two or more substances that are not chemically bonded together. Here's the key exam point. A pure substance has a sharp, fixed melting point. So copper melts at exactly 1085 degrees Celsius. Water melts at exactly 0 degrees Celsius. Every time, that's how you know it's pure. A mixture, however, melts over a range of temperatures. So if you're given data showing that a substance starts melting at 48 degrees and finishes melting at 57 degrees, that's a mixture. The impurities disrupt the regular structure and cause that spread of melting temperatures. This is a really common exam question. They'll give you a table of melting point data and ask you to identify which sample is pure. Section 2, separation techniques. Right, this is the meaty bit. You need to know four main separation techniques, why each one works, and when to use each one. Let me walk you through them. Technique 1, filtration. This separates an insoluble solid from a liquid. Think of it like a sieve. The liquid passes through the tiny holes in the filter paper, and the solid gets left behind. The liquid that passes through is called the filtrate, and the solid left on the paper is the residue. You'd use this to separate sand from water, for example. Technique 2, crystallization. This separates a dissolved solid from a solution. You heat the solution gently to evaporate some of the solvent, but not all of it, until you get a saturated solution. Then you cool it slowly. As the temperature drops, the solubility decreases and crystals form. This is how we get pure salt crystals from salt water. The key word here is slowly. Slow cooling gives you bigger, purer crystals. Technique 3, distillation. This separates liquids based on their different boiling points. You heat the mixture, and the component with the lower boiling point evaporates first. That vapor travels up and into a condenser, where it cools and turns back into a liquid. This is called the distillate. You collect it in a separate flask. Simple distillation works well when the boiling points are very different. Fractional distillation, which you might also encounter, is used when the boiling points are close together. It uses a fractionating column to give a better separation. Technique 4, paper chromatography. This is used to separate mixtures of dissolved substances, most commonly colored substances like inks, dyes, and food colorings. Here's how it works. You draw a pencil line near the bottom of a piece of chromatography paper. Always pencil, never pen, because pen ink would dissolve in the solvent. You place a spot of your mixture on the baseline, then you dip the paper into a solvent, like water or ethanol, making sure the solvent level is below the baseline. The solvent travels up the paper by capillary action, carrying the substances with it. Different substances travel at different rates depending on how soluble they are in the solvent and how strongly they're attracted to the paper. The result is a chromatogram, a pattern of spots at different heights. Now, there are two important terms here that examiners always ask about. The mobile phase and the stationary phase. The mobile phase is the solvent that moves. It carries the substances up the paper. The stationary phase is the paper itself. It stays still. Substances that are more soluble in the mobile phase or less attracted to the stationary phase travel further up the paper. Section 3, the RF value. This is where the maths comes in, and it's actually really straightforward. The RF value, which stands for retention factor, tells you how far a substance has traveled relative to the solvent front. The formula is RF equals the distance traveled by the substance divided by the distance traveled by the solvent. Both distances are measured from the pencil baseline. The RF value is always between 0 and 1. It has no units. You can use RF values to identify unknown substances by comparing them to known reference values. If two substances have the same RF value in the same solvent, they're likely the same substance. Section 4, water purification. The final area in this topic is water purification. Drinking water in the UK goes through three main stages before it reaches your tap. Stage 1, sedimentation. The water is left to stand in large tanks. Large particles, like grit and debris, settle to the bottom under gravity. This forms a sludge at the bottom of the tank. Stage 2, filtration. The water is passed through beds of sand and gravel. This removes finer particles and some microorganisms that didn't settle out in stage 1. Stage 3, chlorination. Chlorine gas is added to the water. Chlorine is a disinfectant. It kills bacteria and other harmful pathogens, making the water safe to drink. Now, here's an important distinction the exam loves to test. If you need to remove dissolved salts from water, like when purifying seawater, you need distillation. Filtration and sedimentation cannot remove dissolved substances because dissolved particles are too small to filter out. However, distillation is expensive and energy intensive, so it's not used for large-scale drinking water treatment in the UK. Okay, let's talk exam technique. I've seen thousands of exam scripts, and here are the mistakes that cost students marks most often in this topic. Mistake number 1, confusing the everyday meaning of pure with the chemical definition. If an exam question says, a student claims the water is pure because it has been filtered, you need to challenge that. Filtered water may still contain dissolved substances. It is not chemically pure unless it has a fixed boiling point of 100 degrees Celsius. Mistake number 2, getting the mobile and stationary phases mixed up in chromatography. Remember, the paper is the stationary phase, it stays still. The solvent is the mobile phase, it moves. A helpful way to remember this, mobile equals moves. Stationary equals stays still. Mistake number 3, measuring RF from the wrong place. Always measure from the pencil baseline, not from the bottom of the paper or the solvent level, and measure to the center of the spot, not the edge. Mistake number 4, forgetting units or adding units where there shouldn't be any. The RF value has no units. If you write RF equals 0.75 centimeters, you'll lose a mark. Mistake number 5, saying that filtration can remove dissolved substances. It cannot. Filtration only removes insoluble solids. If something is dissolved, you need distillation or crystallization. One final tip. When a question says describe a technique, use the correct technical vocabulary. Don't say the ink spreads up the paper. Say the components of the mixture travel up the stationary phase at different rates due to their different solubilities in the mobile phase. That's the language that earns marks. Right, quiz time. I'll ask a question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does a sharp, fixed melting point tell you about a substance? It's a pure substance. Question 2. What are the 3 stages of water purification? Sedimentation, filtration, and chlorination. Question 3. In chromatography, what is the mobile phase? The solvent? It moves. Question 4. What is the RF formula? Distance traveled by substance divided by distance traveled by solvent. Question 5. Which separation technique would you use to separate a dissolved solid from a solution? Crystallization. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread those sections. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today. 1. Pure substances have a sharp melting point. Mixtures melt over a range. 2. Choose your separation technique based on the property it exploits. Particle size for filtration, boiling point for distillation, solubility for crystallization, and differential solubility for chromatography. 3. In chromatography, the mobile phase is the solvent, the stationary phase is the paper. 4. RF equals distance by substance over distance by solvent. No units, always between 0 and 1. 5. Water purification uses sedimentation, filtration, and chlorination. Distillation is needed for dissolved salts. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you understand is a mark you can earn. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.